Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 901 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He was out at the golf course. Hey, you know what? I see the Shaner quite a bit out at Wildcat. He's an enthusiast. He's a Wildcat enthusiast. I saw him out at Matt Musil's tournament. He was on the par three. He actually made a putt for us that got us into eighth place at the tournament. And he is former Astro pitcher, former Astro ace, Shane Reynolds, joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Shane, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? How you doing?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We had a little problem with the phone connection earlier, but we got you now. Let's talk a little bit. Okay, did you watch Gerrit Cole last night? You did. A little surprising that there's a guy that's a top of the rotation, maybe the best, one of, if not the best pitcher in baseball right now, is struggling so mightily at the end of the season. How much of it do you think is the Yankees and the pressure that got to him?
Well, he knows as well as I do, this game is a funny game. That's why it's America's game. Anybody can beat anybody at a given time. And the thing about the playoffs is you can have a great year, win 110 games, and if you're not clicking at the right time, you could lose three or four straight and be out of it. And, you know, whether it's the pressure, which I don't think it is for Gerrit Cole, he's been in those situations. He is a big game pitcher. He is one of the best in the league. You just go through processes and times to where stuff is just not right. Matter of fact, at the golf tournament you were talking about earlier, Larry Durker and I were talking about, the human element in the game is kind of a little bit going away. I know the analytics and everything of the game is really good and it helps and it gives us the information, but, you know, Durker was telling me, you know, one of his managers asked him that day, you know, day before he started, he goes, "Hey, how are you going to pitch these guys?" He's like, "Well, I don't know." He goes, "What do you mean you don't know?" He said, "Well, you know, if I have this today, you know," and he showed me a good high fastball, "I'm going to use that." He said, "If I have a really good sinker, a really good slider, then I'm going to use that." Well, you don't know until after your bullpen, really, what's working. Now, you can say Gerrit Cole throws 100 miles an hour. He's got one of the best sliders, one of the best curveballs, and one of the best changeups. You're exactly right. And that's why who he is and the contract that he has, and he's playing for the Yankees, and he wins a lot of games, and you can count on him. But what if, just for instance, that day his sinker wasn't, you know, sinking as much as he usually does, and he didn't have the ride on his fastball that he usually has? And those are the games you lose because you're playing and pitching against the best in the world.
In analytics is taken, okay, you have to throw this guy. This is where he's weak at. Well, what, you're right. What if I don't have my best stuff on that pitch?
Yeah, see, that is so great. That's where I think a little bit of the human element has gone away from the game, and I think you need that. I mean, nowadays the kids are getting so much younger because they're playing at great levels and they're seeing great pitching and great hitters at 17 and 18 years old. So it allows them to get to the big leagues at 19 and 20. Well, what if a kid comes up and he's had a great year and he's pitched good and he's got a routine, he's going through the whole routine? Well, now he gets into the situation where he goes into his first playoff game ever. Well, if he's not a guy that is on a team with a bunch of veterans that can go to him, that he feels like he can go to and say, "Hey, man, this is what I'm feeling today. Is this right? Is this normal?" Or 2 days prior to the start, he goes to a veteran guy, or if he doesn't have a pitching coach or somebody that he can go to and say, "Hey, have you been in this situation? What is this feeling that I'm feeling? How do I go about this game? What am I going to feel when I get on the game that's going to be different in a playoff game than a regular game?" And let me tell you, brother, it is different. So that's the only thing that I think that seems to be you know, getting away from the game a little bit, I guess, the human element of I've been there and done that. Here's the feeling. This may help you do this or stay in your routine and do this. So
I think, you know, one of the things that he's going to have to contend with now, we're talking about Gerrit Cole, is he's going to have to contend with New York and the expectations that come with the big contract, that come with being starting pitcher one, that come with being a Yankee. And, you know, yesterday, and Shane, maybe you can speak to this. I know you didn't pitch for the Yankees, but you've certainly been around the game for a long time, even though you were a National League pitcher at that time. That's a different world when you have those expectation levels, that fan base, that history, and that media there. That's an entirely different world than the world that Gerrit Cole existed in here in Houston with the fan base, the media, and especially all the star players that were on his team at the time.
I totally agree. And you see it a lot of times. You see really good players that have really, really good careers, and they get to free agency and they go to somewhere, you know, that's a really big market, a really lot of history in the game, and the fans are the way they are. So you could say Yankee fans. And it seems like they can just completely turn on you in the flip of a hat, you know, a flip of a coin. And that's a lot of pressure. I mean, that's a lot of pressure to somebody that signs a contract, you know, like a player like Gerrit Cole. I'm not saying, you know, this happened to Gerrit Cole because he's been in these situations before and he's done extremely well. This could have just been, you know, one of those days and just had a bad day. But you're right. The expectations at certain places with your name and the contract that you signed puts tremendous amount of stress on a ball player. And sometimes it affects people, and it affects everybody different. Some people, you know, revel in that and absolutely love it. And, you know, some people don't. So Shane, that makes it kind of tough.
Shane Reynolds with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Former ace, made the playoffs, was the top guy in the rotation when the Astros had that run, late 90s and early 2000s. Shane, Carlos Correa is one of those guys that revel in it. This is such a tough situation. I know probably a bunch of people ask you why they got to sign Correa. He has been an integral part, and he is one of the engines that make this thing go. But let me ask you, would you rather have a top of the rotation guy with that money that's maybe freeing up with Verlander and Greinke, or sign an everyday shortstop to that big deal?
You know, that's a really tough question, because you're right. I mean, Correa was, he's a 1-1, right? I mean, he's your first round pick and the first pick of the draft. And he has the ability to be a franchise player, no doubt. I think the first few years, him, you know, staying healthy and being on the field was a concern. I think that he has shown some durability. He definitely has the talent, 5-tool guy, great athlete, good player, good person, face of a franchise. If that's what you want to build your team around, then he's the guy. And I guess that's a question you have to ask yourself. Now, you ask me personally, what would I rather have? Me personally would rather have a top-of-the-line starter or maybe two number twos, in a rotation for the price that he will probably be to sign, because I believe that pitching is the key. I mean, you win and lose championships with pitching. You can hit the ball out of the park, and you can have a great defense, and you're going to out-bomb people, you know, every once in a while. But if you have good pitching, quality pitching, and we've seen it every year, the ones that have the good starting pitchings and the good bullpens are usually in the playoffs later than most.
Does this Astros team have enough pitching right now?
Well, let me tell you, watching them this year, Brent Strom has done an unbelievable job with these guys. Some young guys, some inexperienced guys, they've done great. Now, if that continues through the playoffs, do they have a chance? Sure they do. The team's good enough. Pitching's good enough. Bullpen's good enough. Defense's good enough. Hitting's good enough. Great lineup. Probably the best, if not the best, in the American League and National League. And it's all about timing. Can these younger kids or the ones that do not have much experience in playoff atmosphere can continue and keep it going? If so, then they win. And that's the question. So, yes, they do. You just have to play the games to find out. It's uncertainty. That's why it's so great.
I don't want to put you in a bad spot because this is actually a good spot, I feel like, talking about Craig Biggio and talking about Jose Altuve played the same position, you know, and Jeff Bagwell, for that matter. Two Hall of Famers. Now Altuve will be a Hall of Famer. You have an opinion on who Mr. Astro is? Can you have a singular Mr. Astro from the time that you've watched and played Astros baseball?
Mr. Astro. That's, guys, it's not a mister. It's misters. It's Biggio and Bagwell. I mean, you had one guy that was the durable energizer bunny, you know, leader type guy, you know, leadoff guy, played every day, expected his teammates and everybody else to be there and play every day. That's why we won, you know. I think he made the Hall of Fame because of the guy he was with his longevity. Kept him in the game. Got over 3,000 hits. And then you have the other guy, you know, a guy that won an MVP and that could carry your team, you know, for weeks or even a month at a time, you know, by himself. Face of the franchise for a long period of time. So I would have to, you know, I couldn't say one because when you asked me the question, right in my head, it went to both of them. And I think that's fair. I played with them parts 11 or 12 years, and it was those two guys that was the Houston Astros for that period.
Shane Reynolds, before we go, and this is, here's, I got a question for you, because you played during the steroid era.
Yeah.
In your opinion, you know, you had to go up against a guy and you knew he was on roids and you knew he could crush it and you knew he was going to hit it further than he normally would.
Every time he came to the plate,
every
by
time,
the way.
Every time. Okay. Yeah. Sign stealing or steroids? Which would you rather face? A guy on steroids or a guy that is stealing your signs and maybe has them, maybe doesn't have them. I don't know. But they're stealing your signs. Which guy would you rather face?
Probably a steroid person. And I have, you know, opinions on that, and they're my opinions. If you're using electronics in these days, I think it's cheating. That should be left out of it. But
absolutely,
you know, if you're a guy on second, or if you're on first or whatever, and the catcher and the pitcher is not smart enough to change up their signs and you get them and you relay them to your hitter, that's something that's been going on for years. You know, stealing signs from third base coaches, first base coaches, dugouts. I mean, that's baseball. You're trying to get an edge. You're trying to win. You know, I think that part of the game itself is gamesmanship. You've got to be smart enough to change up things, just like a pitcher. You can't keep throwing, you know, two strike sliders to everybody because they're going to catch on and they're going to hit that two strike slider. You know, if you're a guy that hits fastballs inside and never hits fastballs away, then they're going to start throwing you fastballs away. You got to make adjustments is what I'm saying. So I hope that maybe answers your question a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard to adjust against a guy who's roided up. You can hit it 500 feet and has got 50 home runs for the year. You can always change signs or the methods that you deliver signs. There's no question. What about spider tack? Is spider tack or the substances that are being used to create spin rates, is that the equivalent, would you say, of a hitter using steroids?
No.
Okay.
No. And you know what? I've got a philosophy. Y'all, you listen to this. I love saying this. Here's what we do. You know, I don't think the numbers create enough to say that this tackiness, you know, is helping that much the pitchers. Do I think it helps keep a little bit more control? And you know, I used to chew Redman Golden Blend. I'd spit on my hands a little bit to get a little bit of tackiness. Those balls nowadays are hard as bricks, you know. I mean, they're like throwing a pool ball. I mean, that's what it feels like. There are hardly no seams. You can't hardly hold on to it. Now, if the hitters are okay with guys throwing 100 miles an hour and having really no idea where it's going, and, you know, guys are getting hit in the head a whole lot, then that's a different story. I don't think they did it to an extent to where it was a huge percentage of guys cheating. But let me ask you this. Take 2 days where you have a full schedule, you know, 30 games, everybody's playing, all 30 teams are playing, you got two straight games, and you go into the hitters and you say, look, nobody can use batting gloves and nobody can use pine tar or any kind of sticky stuff for the next two games. So each guy will have probably 8 at-bats. And you tell me if that guy is going to feel 100% confident in swinging 100% and how many bats we're going to have thrown into the infield, into the outfield, and into the stands.
Because he can't hold on
to it.
Right.
They use that stuff to hold on to the bat so it doesn't slip out of their hands. And I think the majority of the pitchers are using that stuff so that they at least have an idea of where the ball's going.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Shane Reynolds right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, great talking to you. Hopefully let's talk again this playoffs and you can break down some stuff for us.
Hey, it's awesome. Just call me. I love talking baseball and do it all day, every day.
All right, man. That's great. Shane Reynolds right here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks, Shane. We appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
My bookie is what I'm telling you. Get out there and Shane's a good player, too, by the way. He's out of Wildcat all the time.
Is he?
He's a good player. Time for me to talk right now about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Where do you want to bet on your Astros in this series? Somebody said, oh, well, you're so scared, Johnny. Hey, Cleveland had a better rotation than the White Sox do, yet you're scared. Swept them. You know, you're right. You're right. I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to put my money on our team, and I'm going to do it at MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. And I'm going to do it because – I just made another deposit. I'm currently a user of MyBookie, and if you've never been on before, if you've been on before and you quit, you whatever deposit you make up to $1,000, they'll match right now. MyBookie.ag promo code BET975. So you're looking to get that edge. You're looking to get more money. You're looking to get a bigger edge against that bookie. Go to MyBookie.ag promo code BET975 because they'll match up to $1,000. But there's everything you could bet on. Well, this is the best time of the year. You know everything that's going to happen. Bet on it. Win money at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.